This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. With the November election looming in just a few weeks, today we begin our coverage of key races here in the Metro. The first one up, the Missouri State Senate's 8th District, which covers southeast Jackson County, including the communities of Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Grain Valley. The incumbent is Republican Mike Searpoy, who declined our offer to be interviewed. His Democratic challenger is Antoine Jennings, a nonprofit executive who's running to preserve abortion choice, support access to the ballot, and bring back what he calls common sense gun control. Antoine Jennings joins us now. Welcome to Up to Date.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you all.
Good morning. And you're clear that Republicans have had their chance to run Missouri, and in your view, Antoine, they've fallen short. How have Republicans fallen short in your view?
Well, for the last 20 years, better part of two decades, Republicans have been at a supermajority in both the House and the Senate here in the state of Missouri. Look at our state of affairs where we are right now. Time and time again, we do not get anything from our state legislature. They consistently fail on taxes. They consistently fail on Medicare expansions. They just consistently fail us, the voters, the people of the state of Missouri.
What should voters be expecting from the legislature? What else should they be expecting that they're not getting?
Accountability and just the downright just be transparent with what's going on with our money here in the state. The governor has called a special session today for a tax cut. And the tax cut is just absolutely ridiculous. So we need to know exactly what's going on with our money here in the state of Missouri.
You know, if Republicans are failing, why do they keep getting reelected? Why do they continue to hold those supermajorities that you mentioned?
It's a twofold answer. First and foremost, it's the gerrymandering. It's gerrymandering, redistricting. They've done a very good job of just suppressing the vote. And that, you know, let's just be honest about it. They do a good job suppressing the vote. The second thing is people have to vote every single time in every single election. We don't have the luxury of being complacent any longer. Our democracy, and I know we keep hearing this, but our democracy really is at stake here. And it starts at the local and state levels.
Why don't folks engage at a heavier level?
Politics is more like a pariah to folks. That's no excuse because politics affect our everyday life. However, we have to just sit back and just take a deep breath and consciously decide, hey, I'm going to exercise this right, this privilege that I have to elect my officials who are going to be representing me. So once we do that, and I think one of the best ways we can do that is by making voting easier and not suppressing the vote. In our media, we hear all the time about, you know, voter suppression this, voter suppression that, voter fraud, voter this. People are just tired. And, you know, we are a country that we're blessed and we just want things the way we want them, right? Mm-hmm. So when it doesn't fit into our daily schedule, when it doesn't fit into our psyche, we just lose interest in it. So I hope that the people of this country, not only this country, but more specifically the 8th district, can kind of just stand back and say, you know what, I have to get out and vote. It is my civic duty to go out and vote.
I'm visiting with Antoine Jennings. He's a Democratic challenger in Missouri's 8th District Senate seat. You know, tell us a little more about yourself, Antoine. I don't know much about you, and there isn't a whole lot online. You list yourself as a nonprofit executive. Who do you work for?
So I work for a nonprofit called My Brother's Keeper Network. Mm-hmm. We are located here in eastern Jackson County. So what we do, we provide resources for people, women and children or men that are in the domestic violence situations. We help get them out and into safety. If there is something that they need that we cannot provide, we provide the resources to help them get what they need in order to get to safety. Since COVID, we have really found that even working people are dealing with food insecurity. And so we've kind of added another element into our mission, and that's to make sure that no one goes to bed hungry, especially here in Jackson County.
Why did you choose to work in the nonprofit area?
So I am what I call a servant leader. I really feel like being able to help people and bring people up, that's my calling. That's my calling. I don't want to see people in general, you know, just the suffering. We live in the richest nation on this planet, and yet the suffering that our people go through on a daily basis, it's very abhorrent. And it's a testament to our government not working for us. We should all care about, despite political party, we should all care about a hungry child or a hungry mother or a hungry dad. Mm-hmm. You know, we only want to talk about our houseless community, but there are working people that go to work 40 hours a week and they're still struggling with food. I say that we can help everyone, including our houseless community.
Hmm. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a beautiful town called Kalamazoo, Michigan, right off the shores of Lake Michigan.
How long have you lived in the 8th District?
I have been here for 11 years now. I moved here from Nashville, and I've been here in Blue Springs since coming here to the 8th District.
Antoine, you have four girls, four daughters. I gather that tends to be the focus of your life.
I have four girls and two boys. Absolutely. My kids are everything to me, my family in general. But yes, my girls are very important to me. And I'm really afraid at the fact that my girls have less rights in the state than guns. And that's not okay with me.
I was going to say, you write on your candidate page that you are afraid for your daughters. And I'm wondering, why? Is it because of abortion?
It's for not specifically just abortion, but it's bodily autonomy. In a world where not in the world, but in a country where we're still trying to tell people what they can and cannot do with their persons, that's scary. This whole overturning of Dobbs, it goes into the right to privacy. And for my daughters to have less rights than their mom, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Now they're, you know, the Supreme Court saying, you know, we need to look at the Obergefell decision. When does it stop? When does it stop?
So what's the path forward in Missouri when it comes to legalizing abortion? What needs to happen in your view?
First, we need to model Kansas. We need to get it on the ballot. Since the Supreme Court has said this is a state's issue, then the people of the state of Missouri need to have their chance to speak like the people of Kansas. Kansas showed us that it can be done and it will be done. But unfortunately, with the supermajority that we have in the state, I doubt it'll ever see the ballot initiative.
Why not? I mean, lots of things have gotten on the ballot that the General Assembly might otherwise oppose.
And we see how that worked out for us. They're still trying to, you know, force right to work down our throat, even though the voters spoke very clearly a few years ago that this is not something we wanted in this state. Hmm. The voters also said that they wanted to expand Medicare, but look where we're at today. They don't listen to us, and that's the problem. We need a legislature that's going to adhere to the rule of the people and listen to the people it's supposed to represent. I would love to see the abortion rights issue get on the ballot. I would love to see it, because I do believe that no matter which way it goes, you gotta have people in the state tell you what they want. And that's the best way to do it. If you put it on the ballot, let the people vote, let the people decide, and then we can go forward from there.
Have you run for office before?
I have. Before I moved to Missouri, I ran for a county commissioner seat in Kalamazoo, but I've also served as a commissioner here in Blue Springs on the Human Relations Commission.
You know, if you win a seat in the state Senate, you'll almost certainly be in the minority party as a Democrat. And, you know, Democrats have so little power in the state capitol. What makes this seat a prize worth winning in your view?
I'm ready to fight. There are 34 senators that represent our state. 24 of those are Republicans. We only need to maintain the seats that we have, and we only need to, you know, win about six seats, and they no longer have a supermajority. So when I win my race, that's five seats that we have to win. So if we get strong folks in the Capitol that's not afraid to ruffle some feathers, even within our own party, I don't care about politics. What I care about is representing the people. And I don't believe that anyone should have a supermajority. I don't care what party you're part of, because it doesn't benefit the people when the other side doesn't have a say.
You know, if you win, you would need to be able to handle frustration well. How well do you handle frustration, Antoine?
So when I win, I'm going to handle frustration well by going off into my own little corner and doing my own little meditation. But here's the deal. I am not going to handle frustration when it's ignorance. I will absolutely work across the aisle with anyone who wants to work with me. I'm going to cut through the stupidity that's in our Capitol. We have a lot of it. And I'm just going to look to people who truly want to represent the people. We have different paths on how we want to get somewhere. That's fine. You know, we can discuss those. We can debate those. But when it comes down to just hating each other because we're on a different side of the aisle, that's not how I play. That's not a playground that I'm going to play in. So I'm going to temper myself, and I'm going to move forward.
Antoine Jennings is my guest. He's a candidate for the state Senate in Missouri, the 8th District, which covers a large swath of southeast Jackson County. We invited Republican incumbent Mike Sirpoy on the show. He declined our offer. You know, we mentioned this special session in Jeff City underway as we talk today, and the focus is on that income tax cut that Sam Zeff was talking about during our newscast. You said on Twitter the other day that you oppose that cut, even though the state has a record surplus of about $5 billion. Why oppose a tax cut given the size of that surplus?
Because it's a lie. The governor is lying to us. That tax cut is going to help the wealthy. It is not going to help everyday Missourians. On average, the everyday Missourian will get about $100 in a tax cut. That's not going to do anything for the people of Missouri. It's going to help the super rich. So the way that the governor has proposed this, you know, he's like, oh, you know, we're going to go from, I believe it's a 5.3% to a 4.8%.
That's right.
But that's nearly a 10% tax cut. It's not going to help people like you, people like me, people like the single mom down the street. She's going to barely get $100 in savings.
Would you structure the tax cut differently then?
Absolutely. If you really want to do a tax cut, make it more beneficial to the people who need it. Because the truth is that we're the ones that's driving our economy. I know people want to hear it all the time, say, oh, it's the rich that's driving our economy. No, if you put more money into the pockets of everyday folks, what is that going to do? That's going to give them more income to spend, and they're going to put it back into the economy. When you give the rich the tax cuts, what are they going to do? They're just going to keep hoarding that money.
You've talked about other ways to spend some of that surplus. Those ways include giving teachers a pay hike and focusing on early childhood education. Let's start with teachers, Antoine. What kind of pay increase would you like to give them? What do they deserve?
So here's the deal. I'm an out of the box candidate, and this is going to ruffle some feathers. But I think at minimum, I think we should be thinking about a 25% to 30% increase for teachers' pay. We're losing good qualified teachers straight to the border of Kansas, and Illinois.
How much would that cost under your plan?
So it will be well under $3 million.
Well, I think if you give all the teachers in the state a pay increase of that size, it would be a lot more than $3 million.
So here's the deal. We can give teachers a pay increase of that size and still save the money, because the money that we are bringing in from our lottery, all that money is still going to, well, it's supposed to go to education.
Right.
All of it's not going to education. If we can not do this tax cut that's going to benefit the rich, that's more money that's still going to come into our coffers. So I'm looking at this as a way of, we can still make up that difference from other savings.
How about early childhood education?
So early childhood education, I think if we have an informed public and if we have an educated public, I think we have a better public, and we need to start with our children. Why not expand it? Why not give more money into our education system so we can get these children in schools? You know, now we have some districts here in the state of Missouri that has gone to a four-day school week.
That's correct.
Now, if I was a student, I would be all for that, because I didn't want to be in school. But that's really hurting our kids. You know, after COVID, being at home and losing a lot of the interpersonal, you know, connections with classmates and teachers, struggling to, you know, do lesson plans and teach online. We need to expand, and we need to give our schools support at every level.
And by expanding early childhood education, what do you want to do exactly?
I just want to be able to give, especially children in rural communities and in the urban cores of our state, the same opportunity that my children have here in Blue Springs. Blue Springs is one of the best school districts in the state. And my children were blessed to be able to graduate. I have a four-year-old that's coming up now that's in pre-K. And she's blessed because she's getting a good education. Why can't this be for every student in the state of Missouri? Every child deserves that same education that my daughter is getting. Every child deserves the same education that, you know, everyone else's sons and daughters are getting, in order to have an informed public. And also, when you're educating your public, you have less crime.
You know, you've mentioned that another issue that's important to you, Antoine, is access to the ballot. You've mentioned that this morning. What do you see happening in Missouri along those lines, and what needs to change?
So these laws that we're putting out, as you know, well, I don't know if you know, but about a month ago, we had a new law go into effect here in Missouri of just getting people registered to vote, that if I go out and I help 10 people register to vote, if I do that 11th person, I'm breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have laws like this that clearly is designed to suppress the vote?
Well, Republicans will tell you that it's designed to safeguard against voter fraud.
Okay, I challenge every single one of them to give us information on voter fraud in this state, where people are willy-nilly, you know, when dead people are voting and when illegal immigrants are voting, it's just all fear tactics. So,
because you're saying those things are not happening.
Oh, I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it happens. You don't have a system where someone's not trying to cheat. I get that, but it's not on the scale that they want you to believe. It's not on the scale to where we need to pass draconian laws trying to keep people away from the vote. And let's just be clear. We know why they're doing this, because these laws, they affect people, poor people, people of color, people who don't have the resources that other folks have to get out and vote.
And yet Republicans are saying that turnout at election time, the percentage of voters showing up is only going up.
Yeah, that's what they tell you. And if that's what you want to believe, then. But it's not. It's not. This year, I absolutely hope that those numbers go up. Because here's the deal. We all know that when there's a high voter turnout, Republicans don't win.
Hmm. Another big issue for you. Another big issue for you, Antoine, is gun control. What does that look like to you? I mean, would you ban assault rifles? Would you support background checks? Where does the state of Missouri need to go?
So I'm for gun safety. Listen, I'm a gun owner. Nobody wants to take your guns, okay? But what I don't want the school shootings come to my doorstep. And we got close here in Blue Springs just a few months back with a threat that closed down schools, more schools just in here in Blue Springs, but around the metro. Folks, we have to protect our schools. Arming teachers is not the answer. Yes, to answer your question specifically, I absolutely want to ban assault rifles. There's no reason for us to have a military-grade weapons in the general public. There's just no reason for it. No one wants to come after your guns. People can still go hunting for sport. People can still, you know, do target practice. No one wants to come after your guns. Stop with the fear tactics. But do we need common sense gun safety laws? Yes. Expanding background checks? Yes. Closing the gun show loophole? Yes. Those are all things that I would want to do when I get into the Senate.
What kind of job has Governor Mike Parson done in your view, Antoine?
Horrible. He doesn't listen to the other side. He only listens to his conference. And, you know, let's be honest, sometimes he doesn't listen to his own conference. Governor Parsons, he needs to be defeated. And so whoever our next candidate for governor is going to be, I hope that he or she runs a robust campaign, because we need change in this state. Governor Parsons, I don't think he's a bad man at all. I just think that he is too partisan, and I don't believe in partisanship like that. And again, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I think if we're going to be civil servants, we need to work for the people that we're going to represent.
Again, I'm visiting with Antoine Jennings. He's a candidate for the Missouri State Senate's 8th District that covers Southeast Jackson County. Is it time to legalize sports betting in the state?
Well, let's see. People are going to say, well, people are going to do it anyhow. So I would say I want to know more as to how we would regulate it. I'm all for bringing in more tax dollars. So if we're going to tax it and we're going to bring in more income that's going to help with our roads, help with our schools, then yeah, let's consider it. You know, I don't ever want to say no to anything without consideration. So I'm absolutely willing to, you know, take that under consideration. How is it going to help the people of Missouri? That's my first litmus. How is it going to help the people of Missouri?
What are your thoughts on your opponent, Mike Searpoy? What kind of job has he done?
He hasn't done a job. He has been a partisan hack. Mike is a good guy. Let me first state that. Mike is a very good guy. However, he gets lost in the sauce of being a Republican. Even though he may not necessarily agree with something that they've proposed, he'll vote for it anyway, because that's just what he's supposed to do. That's not cool. No. I need you to have a backbone and stand up when you don't support something. But by voting for something just because your conference wants you to vote for it, you're saying you support it.
Just a final point. Recreational marijuana is going to be on the ballot in November. How are you going to vote on that?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yes, yes, yes. Again, I just talked about bringing in more tax dollars. Let's look at Colorado. Let's go to my home state of Michigan. Michigan is killing it in the tax revenue because of legalized marijuana. So I know we're going to hear that it's, you know, it's the gateway drug. It's this, again, fear tactics, fear tactics. People are going to smoke it anyhow. Let's tax it. Let's get some revenue coming into the state, and let's legalize marijuana.
Okay, that's Antoine Jennings. Again, he's a candidate for Missouri's State Senate 8th District seat, again, covering Southeast Jackson County. Antoine, thanks for sharing your views with us this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.